The Old Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 through 9. The New Living Translation says this. The subtitle is Invitation to the Lord's Salvation. Hear God's Word. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink. Even if you have no money, come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen, I will tell you where to get food that is good for your soul. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen for the life of your soul is at stake. I am ready to make everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the mercies and unfailing love that I promised to David. He displayed my power by being my witness and leader among the nations. You also will command the nations, and they will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him while he is near. Let the people turn from their wicked deeds. Let them banish from their minds the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are completely different from yours, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Wow! May God add his blessing to the reading of Isaiah 55, 1 through 9. You know, there in verse 2, he talked about, why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen, I will tell you where to get food that is good for your soul. Wow. You know, we as people, especially in modern day, money seems to be the way to solve problems. We throw money at them. But the soothing effect, at least, of the last purchase soon wears off, and we feel driven to go buy something else. Well, the Bible recognizes that money is necessary, and it certainly is for survival. But it warns against the love of money in Matthew 6:24, 1 Timothy 6:6, and 10, and Hebrews 13:5. Now think about it. The love of money is sinful only because it leads us to a place that we put our trust in money rather than God to provide our security. How tragic that we spend so much time and energy seeking satisfaction from money and possessions, and so little time seeking after God, who is the true source of our contentment. The Bible says, be still and know that God is God. Have a wonderful day.